so easy on those video games. The owner of the car, who was in the passenger seat, gives a vivid illustration of what happened.
Come around the corner. Next thing, see the balloon and, you know, blue and red. And I said, stop, stop, stop. We all said, stop, stop, stop. But he didn't stop me. So basically, he just started launching. We went around the first corner and it was like, because I wasn't even wearing a seatbelt. I was just like, and then next thing, we come around the seat corner and just, next thing, I just remember, man, just straight through the fence and then just, boosh. And it was just like,
giving the keys to your expensive car to a drunk driver has to be one of the most foolish things to do of all time.
Dude, all I've got to say about this is my $31,000 car's gone, man.
Here's hoping the gentleman has car insurance. With a bit of luck, the assessor won't take contributing factors such as speed and alcohol into account.
Dude, like, there's a lesson to be learned here, and straight up, don't drink and drive an RV, because you're 26 it out, man. And especially if you've got a 26 debt, just keep the peace.
For those that don't know what he's babbling on about, he's talking about his precious Nissan RB26 DETT engine, which is now scrap metal. The owner of the pool with the new ornament is remarkably good-humoured about the situation.
You gonna send us some photos of this?
What were you guys doing? Were you sleeping?
Oh, no, we're just watching TV. Watching TV when we heard the noise. And just we decided to come out, and it was like suddenly police and, you know, people there. So, oh, what the heck is going on? The car is in there. It was shocking.
Yes, it's shocking. I can't believe it.
Welcome to New Zealand.
It's lucky that we were not swimming, because it's cold.
These new immigrants aren't accustomed to what is now allegedly youth culture.
It's crazy. And all of them are really, really drunk. You can smell the alcohol. I can't believe it.
It's times like these you really need good neighbors. One has popped over to see if he can help.
Yeah, we just got one phone wire.
He's lucky, isn't he?
But he can't. He's also as drunk as a lord.
So how much for the scrap? I'll take it happily. $200, yeah. I'll take the cash out of my pocket right now.
Look at that wheel. He smashed that thing.
Maybe leaving El Salvador was a mistake. Later, back at North Shore Policing Centre, the driver is about to be processed.
He's kicking windows.
He can't wait to get out of the car and get on with it.
Put your feet down. Put your feet down. Look at that now. What happens if that had gone through?
What?
You're just going to work to it all, aren't you?
After destroying private property...